Apologies, brethren. Once again, another audio has been cut short because of space on my phone. So I'm going to round up. I'm going to stop here for now and end the audios for now like this. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll have another chance to share. So what I shared at the end was missed out. But I'll just repeat a little bit. I was saying that one of the things I said was more when Moses, that Yahweh expected the children of Israel, especially the men, to appear before him 3 times a year. And that was on Passover, the Festival of Weeks, and the Festival of Tabernacles. And on those days, every man in Israel had to leave wherever they are in Israel and would travel to Jerusalem, be there anyway. They had to be there by the day of that festival. Where it doesn't matter how far they lived from Jerusalem, they had to present themselves and make an offering unto Yahweh. So this is one of the reasons why Apostle Paul was rushing many a times to Jerusalem, as recorded in the book of Acts, because he needed to be there for those festivals as part of the commandment of Yahweh. See, most people say that Apostle Paul was encouraging us to stop observing the law. That is very wrong. They miss the part where Apostle Paul is saying that he has to quickly rush back to Jerusalem for the Festival of Weeks, or for the Festival of Passover, or for the Festival of Tabernacles. If the law was done away with, and that's what he believed, he would not be struggling to rush back to Jerusalem just to be present or to present himself to Yahweh on these particular days. So, brethren, be careful what you know. The many things have been twisted. The teachings of Apostle Paul, Shaul, have been twisted a lot over the years to suit what man wants. Man sees the law of Yahweh as a burden, especially Christians. They are so lazy. They don't want to know. They don't want to hear it. They see it as a big inconvenience to their lives. They don't understand that it's one sign that shows how much they love Yahweh. So, I'm so sorry once again that the audio has been cut out. I was also saying that it talks about Moses' face shining here. This is not the first time Moses' face was shining, according to the legend of the Jews. The first time Moshe received the tablets of stone, his face shone. But obviously that was not highlighted because he came down and became angry. But his face was shining already. The glory of Yahweh that was on the tablets of stone emitted into his face. So he was emitting that glory from his face. And this happened again on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, when Israel was pardoned and was given the Torah afresh. So it's interesting that that's how this chapter ends. Yahweh is repeatedly reminding Israel of his commandments so that there's no excuses in the future. So I'm going to stop there for now. We praise you for the opportunity to share, even though unfortunately 2 audios have been cut out during this recording. But I pray that you've been blessed, and I pray that you continue to be blessed. If I'm privileged again, I'll do more audios in the future so that I can be able to share other things that could be of use. Apologies, I wasn't able to do audios in the end for the Shavuot, but hopefully maybe I will in the future. But yeah, that was a very special day. One thing I will say is the sun did not set on that day. That's how special it was. And Israel was extremely admirable on that day. Many things were added to them The holy angels were there to celebrate with them. And there was enough space for everyone. So it's interesting. Even the mixed multitude were allowed to join the covenant because they were there in Egypt when everything happened. But obviously they did create a big mess 40 days later. So we thank Yah for his love, for his Torah, or his law, his commandments, and we pray that he will give us the grace to observe them accordingly all the days of our lives in Yahushua's name. Father, we pray that in any way we have transgressed your Torah, that you may have mercy upon us in accordance with your steadfast love. Have mercy, Lord, and wash us with the precious blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Another thing I want to say is for each and every commandment that was created, the Lord used the commandments to create the world, the universe, and everything in it. Our lives are tied to those commandments. And also, the commandments are linked to the, you know, the days that the Lord Yahweh created the world. And the millenniums as well. Altogether, there are 10 millenniums. So that's it. I'll stop here for now. All right. Shabbat Shalom. Oh, one other thing I wanted to say is that it would be nice to do a Jericho March this month rather than next month so as to reduce the stress. Jericho March is is 7 days, and you can start on the 21st of this month. I think the 21st would be the best day to start. That's in about 3 days from today. You can write down your prayer points and then do a Jericho March around them every day. Those things that you want Yahweh to break, you know, to give you breakthrough over. Now, the reason why I say 21st is because that's kind of linked to the time that the Jericho March actually took place in the Bible. But I might be wrong. Let me see. They crossed the River Jordan around the 21st. Yeah, they did the Jericho March around this time of year because I remember they won the battle on the 28th. The 28th of Nisan. So from 21st to 28th would be good to do the Jericho March this month. The next month we just focus on Purim and cleaning our houses in preparation for Passover. All right, I'm going to stop here, brethren. We'll upload these on the website, and whoever wants to listen to them will have to go onto the website to listen to them. All right, Shabbat Shalom. Remain blessed and have a pleasant week. Shavua Tov. Shalom.